What a privileged generation we are. We are watching the setup for the end of the church age. Things the Bible foretold are unfolding before us as we continue to trend towards the tribulation. Scripture said many things would happen that would be stage-setting incidents. I never expected to get the panorama I am seeing today. Consider just these 10 indicators. The world lacks a leader. A few think they are a global leader, such as China's Xi Jinping, Russia's Putin, America's feeble Joe Biden, and France's Emmanuel Macron. None of them even come close. The world is longing for a leader, as these above-named fools embarrass their respective countries. The rise to prominence of a globalist outfit, the World Economic Forum, WEF, that is paving the way for a one-world government. The Antichrist will rule the world, very likely, under the umbrella of this organization, or one just like it. The WEF has had 50 years to become a sophisticated collection of global leaders. It has been primed for a half century to rule the world. The Bible prophesies a coming cashless society. We now learn of the coming central bank digital currency that will be thrust upon the world in 2023 or 2024. Cash will eventually vanish. Digital currency will be a genuine nightmare, as it will be a tracking device. All privacy will completely vanish. The last 3 years, the frightened masses chose to trust in government due to fear of a health crisis and pandemic. Government promised to take care of them and to keep them well. People blindly and foolishly complied. Too many didn't ask questions. Even though the lies told are now revealed, many feel it best to trust in authoritarian voices as many people are sheeple. We now have artificial intelligence that is as intuitive and as intelligent as humans. The Antichrist will tap into this in order to rule his empire. The recent unveiling of ChatGPT is stunning. It can write a thesis or a sermon in 10 seconds and put a spin on it that is distinctly you. There is civil unrest and lawlessness in 24 nations. It requires too much space to list them all. This is a global rebellion. The spirit of the Antichrist is alive and well, preparing the way for the man of lawlessness. Wars and rumors of wars are stirring. There are dozens of global conflicts. Nations such as China, Russia, North Korea, and Iran are stirring the war like pot. The Ukraine catastrophe could spread, thanks to Putin's madness. Some of these are nuclear powers, and a few are threatening to use nukes. When a bully threatens, believe him. Most military analysts tell us that WWIII is now almost a certainty. We do not know if this is a pre-tribulation event, but it could be. We do know global war is a part of the tribulation. The days of Noah haunt us. Japan has created mice from two fathers. I'll spare you the biological details. Other aberrations are celebrated today. Don't you know that men becoming women is a simple transition? There is a stunning rise in darkness as predicted in 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 13. Be it at the Grammys, the Commonwealth Games, Hollywood in general, or during the Super Bowl halftime, Satan is celebrated. He is center stage. At the Grammys, participants bowed down and worshipped a satanic horned creature. There is temple fever among the religious in Israel. The Temple Institute has everything ready to go. 5 red heifers arrived last fall from Texas, and 4 remain perfect enough for temple sacrifice, as outlined in the Book of Numbers. This is the temple that the Antichrist will defile when he turns on the Jewish people. Author J.B. Hickson wrote the following, with which I totally agree. We are living in unprecedented times, prophetically. The stage is being set like never before as we draw closer and closer to the rapture. Prophecies that seemed far-fetched, even impossible, are now easily understood. How can the Antichrist possibly track every human being on Earth? That is where digital IDs and central bank digital currencies come in. How can the Antichrist die and come back to life? That is where artificial intelligence and the transhumanist bio-digital convergence explain the mystery. How can the Antichrist desecrate the temple in Jerusalem, when there was no Israel on the world map for more than 1,800 years? The re-establishment of Israel as a nation in 1948 answers that question. Our generation is watching the setup. What a privilege. What a challenge. What did you think the last days would look like? How about just like the spring and summer of 2023? It's time we be about our Father's business. Source: Harbingers Daily.